Hallelujah. Aren't you thankful that our God is so faithful? Amen. He is faithful. He knows where you're at. He knows where I'm at. He knows everything about us. And He's got a plan for us. Amen. Hallelujah. I love, as they were leading us in worship, and Brother Corey felt the unction to talk about the seed. You know, very timely with what's on my heart tonight. I want you to open up your Bibles to Luke chapter 12. Luke chapter 12. And I want you to be very attentive tonight, and I want you to be expecting, because you and I, we've got to see that we've got an account in heaven. That's another place to shout. You and I, we have a heavenly account, but we need to know how to access it. We need to know how we have funded this account and where we can be in the place and the position where we are expecting. God wants you to expect that He has all of not only your needs, but the needs of people around you that can be met without putting a burden on you, because you're not the source. Your heavenly account is the source. Amen? I need to know that. Amen? And I want us to leave here tonight with a fresh perspective. Now, this is going to have a slant towards money. I hate to preach on money. I don't preach on money. But this is what the Lord wants, and so this is what we're going to do. Amen? And so you don't get on the defense. Get excited tonight. Because this is not about taking up an offering. This is about you accessing what you have gave. Amen? You have an account, and you've got to learn, I've got to learn how to come in the name of Jesus and to see every need met. All right? Amen. Luke chapter 12. Let's start reading, if you would, in verse number 16. Luke 12 and 16. If you're there, say amen. Notice the Word of God says, Jesus is fixing to speak a parable to him. And He said, and He spake a parable unto them, unto these two brothers who were having an argument about possessions. And He said, the ground of a certain rich man brought forth plentifully. And he thought within himself, saying, what shall I do? Because I have no room where to bestow my fruits. And he said, this will I do. I will pull down my barns and will build greater. And there will I bestow all my fruits and my goods. And he said, I will say to my soul, soul, thou hast much goods laid up for many years. Take thine ease, eat, drink, and be merry. But God said unto him, thou fool, this night thy soul shall be required of thee. It shall be demanded back in the Greek. Then who shall those things be which thou hast provided? Verse 21. So is he that layeth up treasure for himself. Now mark this down in your mind's eye. So is he that layeth up treasure for himself and is not rich toward God. And is not rich toward God. Sister Tori, would you pray? Amen and amen. You may be seated. Thank you so much for honoring the Word. Thank you, Sister Tori, Victoria. Hallelujah. I'm excited tonight because, make this decree with me, I am rich toward God. Oh, hallelujah. You and I, we need to let the devil know that we know who we serve. We know who our source is. We know where our treasure is. Amen? Hallelujah. You and I, we have a treasure. We have a treasure. We have a treasure that is in these earthen vessels, but we have an account in heaven. Amen? And you and I, if we're going to make it in these last days in the way that the Lord would have us to make it, we need to know who we serve. We need to know who we have sown into. Come on, God has sowed into you, Jesus. But you have sowed the faith that He has gave you of Jesus and the work and the action out of your life. You sowed it back to God. Amen? And so God is a God that you cannot outgive. Amen? And we need to be in that mindset. All right, let's think about some things here as we lay just a little foundation. Now, notice what Jesus said. He said that the negative side of this, that the people who are in the world who are looking just to take care of their flesh and their earthly desires, he said that they're only rich toward their self. So tonight, you and I sitting in the body of Christ, and we're set there, each one in our own place by the Holy Ghost, we're rich toward God. And but we've got to have that mindset. Remember, as a person thinks in their heart, so are they. So if you and I, if we walk around like we're a pauper, if we walk around like, man, I see a lot of needs, I wish God would do something. But instead, if we look and we say, Lord, what can you use me in this situation? Lord, what would you have me to do? How would you have me to use my faith to access the account that I have in the name of Jesus to be able to take care of situations and circumstances? It changes everything. Amen? Now, in this parable here, Jesus, this whole chapter, you need to read this whole chapter to get it in your heart. But he's dealing with these two brothers who were in a place where they were afraid that they were going to have to meet their own need. Remember when we used to have to meet our own need? It was a struggle, wasn't it? But Jesus is causing you and I to take a message to the world that they don't have to meet their own need. They can trust God. God wants to be our Father. He wants to be the Father to all, and He wants to be in the place and the position of giving everyone the opportunity to believe Him, to bring possessions in their life, to bring their needs in their life. And so let's read a verse here. Hold your place. We're going to come back right back to this. Go with me to Matthew chapter 6. Now, do you believe tonight that the movement of a person's money shows the movement of their heart? I do too. As the money goes, so goes the heart. And that's why it's so important that you and I recognize that money's not our source. God is. Amen? Matthew chapter 6, you know these verses very well. But look what Jesus says. He said in verse number 21, he says, "For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also." For where your treasure is. And so our treasure is in heaven. Because our treasure is Jesus Christ, and He's on the right hand of the Father, but also our treasure in the giftings of Jesus is there. Our treasure in the blessings of Jesus is there. And so when I get my eyes off of what I don't have in the natural, and I get my eyes on what I do have in the spiritual, all of a sudden my expectancy and my hope changes. Because you and I, we know what we have in the natural. Whether it's in our ability of emotions, I know how much I can give emotionally. I'm limited. But if I look at what I can give through Jesus Christ emotionally, spiritually, financially, whatever it might be, I have no limitations. Because God is the God of all. Jesus is the Lord of all. Amen. Think about this. 1 Corinthians 10:26 for a New Testament verse. Old Testament, Psalms 24:1, the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. So God owns it all. And so He has gave it unto you and I. But we've got to tell the devil that we have more than what he says we have. Come on, the devil wants to keep us in a place of limitation. Where God wants to keep me in a place, you in a place of expectation. Amen? So let's see some things tonight. Okay. Now let's go back to this, to Luke chapter 12. And I want you to see something here. And then we're going to dive in. And your faith is going to be built because you're going to see what you have in your account. Now, notice here that this granted this certain rich man in the world, it said that he brought forth plentifully. Now, see, the devil, he wants you and I to be in a place and a position that we're looking from the natural of what we're bringing forth. You know, we're all limited in our time. We're all limited in our finances. We're all limited in our emotions, as I said just a moment ago, in the natural. But your ground, according to Mark chapter 4, after it's been touched by Jesus, is good ground. Amen? And you've got to tell the devil that. You tell the devil, hey, this is good soil. And the Word of God that's coming in me it's going to bring forth 30, 60, 100 fold. Amen? Whether I'm giving love, whether I'm giving wisdom, whether I'm giving truth, whether I'm giving my time, whether I'm giving my finances, it doesn't matter. It's a seed that Brother Corey was talking about that meets the need. Amen? And so tonight I want us to see some things. How do you have all of this in your account? Go with me. Very familiar verses of Scripture. Let's go to the first thing, Malachi chapter 3. Everybody knows these verses because they've been taught and preached on so much. But I want you to see it tonight from a point of accessing your account. Now, notice what the prophet Malachi says in Malachi chapter 3, verse number 10. Malachi 3:10. He says, "Bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse." Now, I want you to think about this tonight. You are tithe payers, and you have been tithe payers your whole life. Amen? So I want you to see and understand that from the moment that you got saved and you started obeying the Word of God, you started putting an amount in your account. You've got an amount in your account. Amen? And it's not in the red, it's in the black, because it's covered by the red. Oh, come on now. Come on, by the blood of Jesus. The devil cannot get to it. It's there. It's there. And because you have brought your tithe into the storehouse, you have brought the tithe simply meaning the 10%. You have brought it to God. You have put God first, that you have got something there to access. And so tonight you've got to be in a place and a position where you look. And you think, okay, I've got this need. Now, I don't know what your need is tonight. I know that I've been praying about several different things in several people's lives and in my own life tonight. But I want you to see that this tithe here, as he's talking about whatever was needed, whether it was a grain offering, whether it was we get so caught up in money that we miss out on what God has for us in this account. Tonight, you have gave truth to somebody. And you may need some truth in another area of your life. So you access your account, and we're going to look at how we do that in just a moment. And guess what? The Holy Ghost will lead you into all truth. You are a group of people that do not have to be deceived or in the dark about one thing because you've got an account. It's written, your name is written there by the blood of Jesus Christ. Amen? And so we access that expectantly. Because why? We have gave. Whether you gave love, whether you gave kindness, all the fruit of the Spirit, whether you have gave financially, whatever it might be, you have put in your account. And you need to be in the place where you're always expecting a withdrawal. Come on. No, God, He gave to us because He expected a return on His investment. So anybody that says that they give and they don't expect, they've been deceived by the devil. Amen? Because we give because we love God. We love God's people. But we need to be in the place where we access our account. We expect it to come back to us because I can't give what I don't have. Amen? But when I understand that I have and possess all the things in the account that was started by Jesus, then there's no lack. Now, I want us to get in a mindset where we can change some situations and circumstances. I want us to be able to go into a world, see the need, and not question how the need's going to be met. Because we know that we've got a God who's giving, who's willing. Amen? All right, now notice this. He said, "Bring ye all, not some, but all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in my house." Now notice this. He said, "And prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts." Now the Lord of hosts, he's the Lord of that song that we sang, the Lord of angel armies. Now if we've got a Lord of hosts, a Lord of armies, like Brother James would know very well, we're in a battle. We're in combat. We're in a war. Come on, you're a soldier in the Lord's army, and you're going to have to what? You're going to have to be in the place where the devil's going to fight you all the way, but you've got a commander-in-chief who knows what he's doing. Amen? You've got a Holy Spirit to lead you and guide you, and it doesn't matter what kind of battle is happening, you're on the winning side. Amen? So here you are tonight. He said, "I want you to prove me." And he said, Now wherewith saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it. Now, see, we're in the mindset of, boy, if I can move this here and move that there, if I can put this off, if I can do this, then I can do something for God. I'm thinking way too small. I need to think, and I don't want you just to get hung up on the financial part of this. God is calling us to go to a lost and dying world. And if I'm in the mindset of that I'm minuscule, that I'm a pauper, that I'm poor in truth, I'm poor in love, I'm poor in ability, I'm poor in finances, I'm poor in whatever the need might be, then I'll never meet that need. But if I'll go like Jesus went, what? With the mindset that no matter what God told him to do, that the need would be met. Amen. We've got to have that. We've got to access the account because we know that we have done our part. What did you do? First of all, you gave your heart to Jesus. That's what started the account. When you said, Lord, take my black heart. Take my dark heart. Take me and put me in the place under the blood of Jesus. Let me come to the throne of grace, this altar of mercy, and let me be forever changed. That was the seed of Jesus Christ in you that started this account. And because you're in that place, in that position, that was the starting point. And then you started obeying God step by step, walk by walk, word by word. You started adding to that account. Amen? And it's yours. It's yours. So we're talking to God and we're wanting, God, do this. God, do that. God is looking to you and I to do it. Because we trust Him. We know that we have the ability to do it. Whatever it is that needs to be done, it's in your account. Amen? It's in your account. Now notice what He said. Verse number 11, this is where you and I need to get very excited. God said, because you're willing to trust me, to believe that I will pour out this blessing, He said, I will rebuke the devourer for your sake. We need to take some situations and circumstances and say, Lord, right here, I've done what you said, and here the enemy is. I need you to show me how to speak your word over this situation. I need the devourer rebuked out of this family member because they're in a mess. They're confused. They need some truth. And I have put truth in my account. I have allowed truth to come out of my life and go into somebody else's life. Now, I'm drawing on this truth for my loved one. I'm drawing on love for my loved one. I'm drawing out of this account because I don't want them to be lost and undone. I don't want them to live their life bound up, hindered, and hurt. I want to access my account by faith because I know it's in there. It's in there, Lord God, and I want to be able to give it to somebody else. Amen? Hallelujah. All right. Now, so first of all tonight, you're in a place and a position, you know that you're a giver. You're a giver, whether it's financially, emotionally, spiritually, whatever it is. And so you've got to see that you have something that is there that is great, that is mighty. Amen? So you're a tither. But let's look in the Gospel of Mark and let's see how you're an investor. See, in the world we know all about giving. But in the world, we know all about investing. How much more do we need to know about investing into the kingdom of God? Amen? Jesus addressed it very well. Mark chapter 10. We don't have time to look at it, but you need to look at this whole chapter. Jesus is dealing with this rich man. And he trusted in his possessions instead of trusting in his God. And you know, the disciples, they were just in an uproar here. If you notice in verse 28, Peter said to Jesus, you know, he didn't been talking to Jesus. He said, I don't understand all this teaching. But Jesus told him that if you'll just do this, your life will be changed. And so Peter asked him, he said in verse 28, Mark 10, 28. Then Peter began to say unto him, Lo, we have left all and followed thee. Verse 29. Jesus answered and said, Verily I say unto you, there is no man that have left houses, or left house, or brethren, or sisters, or father, or mother, or wife, or children, or lands, for my sake and the gospel's. Hallelujah. Notice this. But he or she, no gender intended, man, woman, boy, or girl, shall. Now, remember what we say. Every time you see the word shall in the King James Bible or any Bible, it is the strongest assertion in the English language that you can have. Amen? But they shall receive a little bit. They shall receive a hundredfold. Oh, when I get to heaven. Oh, glory. Now. Woo! Come on now. You and I, we've got to let faith rise. Come on. You're a giver. You're a giver, but you're beyond a giver. You're an investor. You're an investor. You have invested your time. You have invested and put down your will and your plan because you said, Jesus God, you are my God. Jesus God, you are my Lord. Jesus God, you are my Savior. You're my all in all. And what you've asked me to do, I have done. And because I have went when you told me to go, and I went in the way and the attitude that you told me to go to the best of my ability, come on now, you have invested into the kingdom of God. And you got to be in the place and the position tonight where you can access what you need. What you need to bring the will of God into your family, into your friends, into your community. God wants to use you tonight, but you've got to see that I've got something there. Too many times I've talked to people and they say, I would do this and I'd do that if I had something to give. That's why God's brought this message tonight. You don't know what you've got. You've got Jesus. He owns it all. Amen? You don't have any lack in your life. Amen? The Bible says, he or she that walks uprightly. What does that mean? He or she that has been made righteous by Jesus Christ. That's walking uprightly. That's allowing Him, the grace of God, to be in your life. The Bible says you shall lack no good thing. Amen? Why? Because it's in your account. Now notice, he said, but he or she shall receive a hundredfold now in this time. Right now. Right now. Houses and brethren and sisters and mothers and children and lands. Oh, you've got to see some things. Every one of us in here, we've lost family. We've lost. But Jesus says, we can, by the power of the Spirit of God, we can have our mamas replaced. We can have our brethren replaced. We can have our families replaced. And they can be closer than the blood and the natural because they're the blood of Jesus Christ. Amen. Come on, you and I, we don't know who God is going to use us to touch. But we got to believe that we can touch Him because it's not anything but you and I being a willing vessel. A willing vessel to God, accessing the account to meet the need that's at hand. Amen. It's for now and for the eternity. But we've got to believe it for now. Come on, every one of us in here, we've talked to people who have gave away things and God gave it back to them. Amen? God is a giver. And so you can't out, I can't out give God, but we've got to believe that we have what is needed to give. Amen? Now notice, he said that this is going to come with persecutions. Because as soon as you and I start talking about this, people are going to say, who do they think they are? What do they think they're doing? How do they think they can do that? We can't, but He can. Amen? And it's in our account. But I've got to do it. You've got to do it. People are going to persecute you when you start talking about, hey, God will meet that need. They'll say, really? I don't believe that. I'm sorry. You can doubt and do without. I'm going to believe and receive. Amen? Hallelujah. And so God has it for us. But we've got to be in the place and the position that we stand strong. And when the devil says no, and all the world looks like it's crumbling around us, we just stand in the place of reception. Because as long as we don't move, after we spoke what God told us to speak, after we believe what God told us to believe, this is the place to receive. And the devil's going to do everything he can to get you to move to the left or the right, but you stay in the place. Come on, after you poke that into ATM, you don't walk down to the next ATM and stick your hand out and expect to receive anything. You've got to stand where you're at. Amen? And you stay where you're supposed to be, and you'll receive it. Now, notice this. He said, In verse 27, he said, with men it is impossible, but not with God. For with God, all things are possible. And that's what we've got to say. We've got to say, God, I don't know in myself, but I know in you, this is possible. This is possible. This is possible. And when you start talking faith, it starts releasing things. So you know that you can access your account tonight because you have given tithes, but you have invested. You've invested. You've left some things. Every one of us tonight, we have left things because God said to. Not because we wanted to. I could be in a place, you could be in a place that's a lot more comfortable to the flesh. But we're in the will of God. Amen? And so we've got to expect it, and we've got to receive that. All right. Go with me to Proverbs chapter. Wait a minute. Let's do this first. Isaiah 48:17. We've got to let God teach us some things. Isaiah 48:17. Thus saith the Lord, thy Redeemer. Aren't you glad he's your Redeemer? Yes. Thus saith the Lord, thy Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel, I am the Lord thy God. Is he your God tonight? Yes. Amen. Look what he says. Which teacheth thee to profit. God teaches you, teaches me how to profit, which leadeth thee by the way that thou shouldest go. Now this word teaches thee to profit, it means to ascend higher and higher and higher until one day we get so close to God. God teaches us how to profit. See, Proverbs 14 and Proverbs 16 says that there's a way that seemeth right unto mankind. But the way is what? The ways of destruction, right? There's no profit there. But God said, he said, I'm going to teach thee the way to profit and lead thee by the way which thou should go. So tonight, if there's some areas in your life that God's calling you to do, you need to, by faith, access your account and see if you put that in there. And if you have, then move on. If you haven't, say, Lord, teach me. See, right, there's some areas in my life that I need. Can I be honest with you? There's some areas that I have a hard time giving to people. And I need to give that to people because I need it in my own life. And the only way I can access it from my own life is I've got to first sow it, amen, into somebody else's life. Some of the hardest things that we have in our own life is there because we're going to meet people who need those very things. And we can't give what we don't understand that is put in our account by our obedience, by our willingness. Amen? And it's all a faith walk. It's all a faith walk. All right. Proverbs 19:17. Now, this is just to build your faith that you have something in your account. Proverbs 19:17. Now, we've talked about tithing. We've talked about investing. Now, look at this. This here goes to the next level. Proverbs 19:17. He or she that hath pity on the poor. Now, I want you to see this. He or she that hath pity on the poor. This pity, it means to bow down to an inferior with mercy. See, well, a lot of times we like to say, well, God, I'll help this person. I like them. This person over here, I don't really like them because I don't think they deserve help. And they just, you know, something about it, you know, just. Remember this morning I talked about I have opinions, but if it doesn't match up the Word of God, I need to cast the opinions down. He or she that hath pity on the poor. This word poor, it means that they're dangling. I want you to see a spider web of life. They're holding on
by the very smallest of thread of life. That's where they're at. We're talking about a person who needs God. They're one step away from stepping into the judgment, and I need, you need, we need to teach people to have pity on them. Jesus, He come to me. I was stinky and dirty in sin, and He come and He stooped down to inferior me, and He gave me grace. Amen? He or she that hath pity upon the poor, they lendeth, what? They lendeth unto the Lord. So you tithe, you invest, you lend. You lend, you give, and you give to Jesus. You lend to the Lord, and that which He hath given, he or she, what you have given, God will pay him again. But see, we're not taught this. I need to be in the place of expectancy. You need to be in the place of expectancy. Every one of you in here, I know your heart. And I know that you have slipped money to people. You've bought gas for people. You have gave food to people. You have went out of your way to give them a word of encouragement that was a sacrifice to you. That was the same as doing it unto the Lord. Jesus said, when you do one to these little ones, it's as doing it unto me. And so God sees it. He knows it all. And He says, I'm going to be the one that repays. But you've got to expect it. I've got to expect it. See, the devil wants us to keep us in the place. Oh, you better not do that. They won't take that word well. They won't understand. They'll be offended if you give them that truth, if you give them that love, if you give them that wisdom. They'll be offended if you try to buy that for them or give them that. They won't understand. Really. You're given unto the Lord. Amen? And because you have done that, you've got to expect. Expect to receive. Amen? Do you expect to receive tonight? All right. Let's go to 1 Chronicles. Chapter 16, verse 29. I know that you can believe for this. 1 Chronicles 16, verse 29. Give unto the Lord the glory due unto His name. Every one of you have done that. We've worshiped the Lord together corporately. We've worshiped the Lord at home individually. We've worshiped the Lord out in the world by doing what He asked us to do. Come on, this praise goes into your account. Praise goes into your account. Look here. Give unto the Lord the glory due unto His name. Bring an offering and come before Him and worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Now, when you do that, look what happens. Verse 30. Fear before Him all the earth and the world also shall be stable that it be not moved. Because you give praise to God. You give what's due only to God. You honor God. You worship Him. And you put Him first in everything in your life. When the whole world is being moved around you, you can draw out of your account and say, no, you're not moving this person. You're not moving this family. You're not moving this situation, devil. You're not making a call and a demand on God. You're making a demand on the Word and the Word that is in your account. Amen? Because you've praised God. See, sometimes you have sat there and you've praised God when your body didn't feel like it. When there was an argument in your mind. You think God don't take note of that? Yes, He does. He takes note of it. It goes into your account. Let's look at the New Testament version of that. Philippians 4:18. Epaphroditus, he worked so hard for the Lord, worshiping the Lord and giving back to the Lord, he almost died. And Paul made a special note by the Holy Ghost in the Word of God about him. Philippians 4:18, it says, but I have all, this is what Paul says, but I have all and abound. I am full. Now, why is the Apostle Paul full? Having received of Epaphroditus the things which were sent from you. In other words, he was a giver, but he brought what they gave as well. Sent from you an odor of sweet smell, a sacrifice acceptable, well-pleasing to God. their praise and their giving in the midst of lack, it caused Paul to be full. We need to be encouraged about that. Now, all I'm trying to do, I'm trying to build your faith. I'm trying to build your faith so you can be in the place of expectancy, because some of you, you need to start drawing out of your account. You need to start receiving back from God with interest where you can do and be all that God called you to be. Amen? All right. So we've laid this groundwork. You have a richly deposit. Come on, say, I've got a richly deposit. But you need to have a righteous withdrawal. Come on. And you need to know how to do it. And you can only access that by faith. So let's look at this. Let's build our confidence toward the Word of God. You know these scriptures and the teaching of Matthew on the Sermon on the Mount. But Matthew chapter 7, let this be powerful in your heart. Let it be fresh word to you. Matthew chapter 7, verse number 7. Look what Jesus says. He says, ask and it shall be given. To who? Amen. Ask and it shall be given to you. Seek and you shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. The emphasis tonight is on you. If you want to withdraw from your heavenly account, I can't do it for you. You can't do it for your wife, your children. You can only do it for you, and you can only teach somebody how to do it for themselves. Amen? Ask. Ask. Now think about, let's read a verse. Hold your place. John chapter 16. What did Jesus say about asking? John chapter 16, verse number 23. John 16, 23. Jesus says, and in that day, say it, that's today, the day of the new covenant. Amen. And in that day, you shall ask me nothing. Verily, verily, I say, truly, truly, surely, surely, this is a legal term. I say unto you, whatsoever you shall ask the Father in my name, he might give it to you. Ask. You know how many people that I talk to, they have a need and they don't ask God? They ask everybody else, but they don't ask God. We've got to teach people how to come to a loving God, a giving God, amen? And we've got to show them by example. When they start looking at your life and they see you going to God the Father, accessing your account because you're rich toward God, then they'll believe it. Amen? So what did Jesus say? He said, ask and it shall be given you. He said, for you to seek and you shall find, knock and it shall be opened. We've got to put this into daily practice. And so the only way we can put it into daily practice is we've got to start where our faith is. See, right now, I've got this one need, but I don't have faith to access that part of my account. That doesn't mean it's not there for me. Doesn't mean that God isn't willing. I just don't have the last digit of my PIN number to put in to be able to access that. But so I'm not going to hurt my faith by trying to access this. I'm going to start right here where I'm at. And I'm going to start accessing this level of my account. And as I access this level of my account, faith will rise and it'll start growing. Go with me to James chapter 1. James chapter 1. Are you having as much fun as I am? Or hallelujah. Because we could preach on hell or something if you'd ever have that. James chapter 1, verse number 5. James 1 and 5. He says, if any of you lack. Now, we get hung up on the wisdom part. How many here has a lack in their life? Don't worry about the wisdom. Thank God wisdom's there. But if you'll see in a moment of time, this is not just about wisdom. Amen? If any of you lack, he says, wisdom, let him or her ask of God. What? What have I got to do? Ask. Ask of God that giveth to all mankind, men and women, all how? We got to get out of the mindset of what we were raised. And don't get mad at me. We need to break off some things of our raising. Because just because we were raised in that doesn't mean it was godly, doesn't mean it was right. And if we don't break out of that, we'll never have anything else because we're going to stay in that frame of mind, and that's all we'll have. Amen? If any of you lack wisdom, let him or her ask of God that giveth to all men and women, liberally, and he upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. Now, wait a minute. Stay with me. Verse number 6. But let him or her ask in faith, nothing wavering. For he that wavereth is like the wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. For verse 7, for let not that man, let not that person think that he shall receive what? Now mark that down. Anything. So we're not just talking about wisdom. We're talking about anything. So whatever you need tonight, all you have to do is to ask and ask in faith. How do you have faith? Faith comes by hearing, hearing by the Word of God. You have the Word for your situation. In other words, you need to access your account to be able to give mercy to somebody. So you say, Lord, here I am, this person, they need mercy. I want to give them wrath. I'm not talking to you now, I'm talking to me. So, Lord, I know that you sowed mercy in my life. And I know that I have gave myself mercy, so that's in my account, so I can draw out of that and I can give somebody else mercy. And devil, you're a liar when you say that I can't. Come on. Now, I'm just using that for an analogy, for an example. Whatever you need tonight, you need the Word of God on it. Jesus said, he said, my sheep hear my voice. They follow me and another they will not listen, right? He said, I will lead them and to pasture to pasture is what it says in the Greek in John chapter 10. I'm going to lead them from glory to glory, from pasture to pasture, and inside that pasture is whatever they need. Come on now. All right. So he says, if you and I will just believe, verse number 5, if we'll ask in, verse number 6, if we'll ask in faith anything, it's ours. It's ours. That's your pen. Your faith is your pen to be able to access your account. Amen? And so tonight, you're in a place, in a position to be able to receive from God what has been added to you. But you've got to believe God for it. Amen? You've got to trust Him. All right. Let's look at something. Go with me to we're in the book of James. Turn back to Hebrews chapter 1. So you've got to ask. Let me say this to you. If you've got a prayer partner, you and Jesus can be prayer partners. But if you've got another prayer partner in the flesh, remember what Matthew 18 says. Matthew 18 says, if any two of you agree as touching anything here on earth, but if you don't have a prayer partner in the flesh, you've got Jesus. Amen? And so, two of you can come in agreement, but you need to be in the place where you have the faith. I'm talking about how to access this. You ask in faith, and if you've got somebody to agree with, then you know that you're going to have what you're asking. Amen? All right. Now, after you've done that, here's what we need to do. Hebrews chapter 1, look at verse number 14. Talking about the holy angels, Hebrews 1 and 14, it says, are they not all ministering spirits sent forth to minister to them? Minister how? For them. There's a big difference between ministering to and ministering for. Thank God that they can minister to me, but you and I, we want them to minister for us. Amen? Minister for them who shall be heirs of salvation. Now you can jump up to verse 7 and you see that he's talking about the angels, these ministering spirits, these holy angels. God expects you and I to use the Word of God to put the holy angels to work for us. So you ask God for whatever it is that you're needing out of your account. You come in agreement. And then you send forth what is needed. And you send forth the gatherer. Amen? Okay. Psalms 103. Psalms 103, I think it's verse 20. Psalms 103, verse 20, it says, "Bless the Lord, ye his angels." Notice this, "that excel in strength." What does that mean? They've got what is needed. They've got the goods. Amen? "That excel in strength, that do what?" How do they do them? "Hearkening unto the voice of his word." Will you give voice to the word? Now let's think about this. You have the power tonight to send forth God's ministering spirits, his holy angels, by coming in agreement with the word of God. Now the negative side of that, I hate to say it, but I've got to say it. If you come in agreement with what the devil says, what are you putting forth? The demons, they respond to the word of the devil. God's angels respond to his word. So tonight, we've got to be so cautious. When the devil tells you, you can't, you don't have it, you immediately rebuke that, bind that in the name of Jesus. And so tonight, what do? We ask what we have need of. We ask in faith. And then we send forth the angels. How do we send them forth? We send them forth by saying what God says. And when we say what God says, they hearken to the voice that you have gave to his word. Amen? And when they start bringing in, then you plead the blood of Jesus on what they're bringing in. And you say, "Devil, I bind you in the name of Jesus off of this, whatever you're accessing out of the account. I bind you off of it. You can't touch it. This is God's. This is for God's glory. This is to come in and through my life." Amen? Okay. Do we understand what we're talking about? We've got it in our heart. Amen? All right, let's look at one last verse because I want to make sure that we get our focus not just on the material side of this. Luke chapter 6. Let's look at the mercy of God because the world needs mercy. Luke chapter 6. Now, this sixth chapter, Jesus is dealing with faith. He's dealing with the resurrection from the dead. But he's dealing with mercy. Anyway, let's just read this. Verse 38 says, "Give," right? Now, we're going to jump back in just a second. But Luke 6:38, "Give, and it might be given unto you." Remember the strongest assertion in the English language. I'm going to say it till you get sick of hearing it. Amen. You've got to believe it. "Give and it shall be given unto you." Now, you've got to expect it though. Amen. You've got to be looking for it. "Give and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shaking together, running over." Now, tonight we've talked about the tithe. We have talked about investment. We've talked about lending, but now we're talking about interest. Now, we all know about interest. You realize that if you, every day of your life, if you just took $1 for 50 years and you stored it away, in 50 years you'd have $18,200 and something dollars. That's just being consistent. But if you took that and you put that under interest in 50 years, you'd have almost $700,000. Now, why am I saying that? I'm saying that because I want you to be in the place of faith that what you're doing for God, God gives you interest. You have interest on everything that you have gave to God, that you have done in his name. Amen? God's not a God that is a pauper, that is a miser, that is not a giver. He is a giver. Amen? And so tonight, here you are. You need to be looking for interest.
You need to be looking ways that you can just say, I don't think God can do that. Yes, I do. Yes, I do. I think He can. Not only do I think He can, I know He will. And I'm going to do it. Amen? Now, let's look. He said, give and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, shall men give unto your bosom. Now, this is a key thing tonight. Here's what's kept me in a mess, because in times past, I wasn't willing to receive. God, I want it from you. How's God going to give it to you? He's going to give it through people. So tonight, you need to be humble enough to receive from somebody. Amen? I need to be humble enough to receive. If not, we're messing up the plan and the will of God. We're kicking against the pricks. The devil wants to try to work on our pride. Humility is the key. Amen? Now stay with me. Shall men give unto your bosom, for with the same measure that you meet withal, it shall be measured to you again. If I'm not humble enough to receive from who God sends to give to me, come on now. We want things from God, but we don't want them from certain people. Let's be honest with each other now. Come on. But let's see what he's talking about, because people, they take and they preach this and they get on this big money kick and all this. This is the number one thing that we need. Let's see what he's talking about. Jump back up to verse 35. He said, but love your enemies and do good. Now notice this. And lend, hoping for nothing again. And your reward, it may be great. It shall be great, and ye shall be the children of the highest. See, we got to see who we are. We're children of the God who owns it all. Amen? All right. And you shall be the children of the highest, for he is kind to the unthankful and to the evil. Verse 36, be ye therefore merciful, exercise compassion, as your Father also is merciful. Judge not, and you shall not be judged. Condemn not, and you shall not be condemned. Forgive, and you shall be forgiven. Verse 38, give. Right now, the world is in a hurt because the church has judged them. If I could see what I look like before the blood of Jesus come over me, who am I to look at somebody who dresses different, who talks different, who acts different? Who am I? I am just somebody who experienced the grace of God. Amen? And so I want to know that I can give what is needed. Tonight I need to be, Lord, I don't understand what they're doing because I didn't do that. But I did something that in my own way that was as bad or worse. But I need to access the account to give them mercy. I need to access the account. I need you to shed abroad in my heart the love of God right now that will cover a multitude of sins, that will cause them to see that you love them. Amen? Come on now, we got to do this. God's going to bring, I'm telling you, listen, by the Spirit of God, there are people, they're almost turning off in the driveway. They're right there, and the devil is stopping them, and he's telling them, you will be judged. You will not be accepted. You cannot ever fit in there. And they got angels that we need to set loose there that will open and push those demons out of the way where they can turn in, and they can come in here, and they can feel the love of God. They can receive the truth. But we've got to be in the place where we say, God, I will love them. Listen, there are going to be some people that come in here that your flesh is not going to understand at all. That doesn't matter. But you're going to have a love for them because you received and you're willing to give. And that love is going to look over and past where they're at and is going to help them to come to grace.
Grace will take them out of sin. Amen? Grace will cause them to be forgiven, and it will raise them up. Oh, glory. All right. Hallelujah. Tonight, I want you to be in the place and the position, wherever you're at tonight, we have done everything we can do by the Word of God to build your faith. You need to come tonight to this altar, and you need to receive from your heavenly account whatever it is. There's somebody in here, you need to forgive yourself. You need to see that in your account is forgiveness, and God placed it there, and you will never be able to be what all God called you to be until you forgive yourself. Amen? Hallelujah. There's somebody else in here that needs to let go of some hurt, and you need to forgive those who have hurt you, who have disappointed you. But you can do it tonight because God put in your account that very thing in your own life. You're going to leave here tonight, every one of us that will access our account by faith, we're going to leave here in a higher level, a newfound place of freedom and liberty and victory, with our face shining of the light of the Lord and the truth of the Lord. Would you come tonight, wherever you're at, and know that everything, the Lord is your shepherd, and you shall not want. But you've got to come by faith and access your account. Nobody else can do it, and receive what you're lacking in your life, whether it's grace, whether it's mercy, whether it's love, whether it's forgiveness, whether it's strength, whether it's healing, whether it's finances, whatever it might be. It doesn't matter. God has it for us tonight. Would you come? Everybody, make it 100%. Come in this. Allow God to minister to you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He loves you so much. He wants to help you so much. He wants you to see that there is no lack in your life, in my life, because of what the cross has done. He is building up a group of people that can access what is needed for complete joy, fulfillment in Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah.